Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Garon. I'm joined today by Dale Maley. He is an author and a historian from the city of Fairbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're addressing Livingston County history today. So you've been a part of that for a while, so it's not anything really new to you, but you have a good story for us today. Would you like to share?
Yeah. Well, so in the winter months, when I can't work outside, I tend to do a lot of historical research and use that research to write new history books. So I was doing some Googling, looking for information on the Kickapoo Indians in the Fairbury area. And I'll be darned, I find out this 1985 book was in the Walnut Case of the Pontiac Library. So I Googled to see if I could any copies are available, used ones for sale, and I couldn't find anywhere in the world where they were available. So I know from past experience what the Walnut Case is. It's where they keep the good stuff, and they lock it up at the library.
Right.
And they keep their valuable stuff there, including some of my history books, so that's why I knew about it. So I went to the library, and I went to the Walnut Case, and I found the book, and I found some very interesting stories about Native Americans who lived here. So I took the digital camera and photographed the pages, and then I was able to convert that over to modern type text. So I basically could recreate the book in modern format. This 1985 book was written by Paul Yost of Pontiac. The title is Livingston County Historical Society, Its Beginning and Some Later Years. Now, Paul Yost was president of the Livingston County Historical Society for many years. And in fact, the Yost House is by the Mill Street Bridge there, is still open today. So a couple of stories from the book. One story took place about 1900, and many of the towns, including Pontiac, received Civil War cannons on wheels. So Pontiac chose to put theirs on the courthouse lawn. Well, a prominent man in those years went home on Saturday, and he'd been drinking a little bit. And he'd been in a bitter argument over politics. And his good wife had to listen to his rantings. When he said he was going to shoot off the cannon on the courthouse yard and blow up the whole town, she became very frightened for fear he might actually do it. So she ran to her neighbor friend, and the two ladies plotted how they could follow up his threat. So they took a lantern, and they walked up to the courthouse lawn where the cannon was lodged. They pulled, and they pushed, and they tugged at the cannon until finally it rolled off onto the road at the corner of Washington and Main Streets by the Phoenix Hotel. Well, after they got that thing started, it started down a downward path to Water Street and bounced and rolled down the hill and plunged into the river, disappearing into 10 feet of water.
Never saw it again, huh?
Nope. There was quite a stir in the town as to who stole the cannon. The woman made her daughter swear never to reveal their secret. Long after her mother's death, she told the story of the missing cannon, which I suppose lies embedded in the silt of the riverbed to this day.
So, has anybody searched for it in recent years by any chance?
Not that I know of. Another thing in the book, Catherine Yost was a Pontiac artist, and she included a couple of really neat illustrations of the first and second courthouses in Pontiac. Now, the photographs I've seen of those, both buildings are kind of in bad condition. So she recreated them in color as if they were new, and they're pretty neat illustrations. There's another interesting six-page story about the Kickapoo Indians and their ancestors who lived in this area, and it was put together by Henry J. Meese from Sonoman. And he gave a speech to the Pontiac Kiwanis Club on March 5th, 1925, and it's amazing the type text of his speech was saved and put into this book. Among other things, he talks about Indian mounds out north of Fairbury. He was an Indian artifact collector, so he had a lot of information related to artifacts. And his speech was so interesting, it kind of prompted local citizens to form the Livingston County Historical Society. There's another neat section in there how all the small towns in Livingston County got their names. And Cindy, I know you like ghost towns.
I do.
So it mentions a ghost town of Richmond located 2 miles east of Pontiac. So the way I look at this, here's all this great historical information. There's only a few copies of the book were ever printed by Mr. Yost. How do we make that easily available to everyone? So the Livingston County Historical Society graciously gave me permission to reprint the book, which I've done. I added some updates in there to the book. The Chief Pontiac Stone Monument, it's on the old courthouse lawn, was originally built by Livingston County Historical Society back in 1936. 79 years later, in 2015, Mother Nature's freezing and thawing started making the monument fall apart, and some of the rocks fell out. Mm-hmm. And so in late 2015, the Livingston County Historical Society and others helped to get it repaired, and I assume it's ready for another 80 years. I also added obituaries for the three Yost siblings that were heavily involved in the Livingston County Historical Society, and the Yost House is now a museum in Pontiac. So I've donated copies of the printed copies of the updated book to the Fairbury Domini Library and the Echoes Museum. Both Kindle ebook versions and conventional printed books are now available on Amazon. Just search for my name or search for Fairbury, you'll find them. And Livingston County Historical Society is always looking for new members. So contact me or Bob Sears in Pontiac if you're interested in joining. The dues are pretty cheap. They're only $15 a year. And they try to have guest speakers covering historical topics through the year. So that's kind of the short story of how I try to make some historical information more readily available.
Awesome. I wonder if people are going to go looking for the cannon again. That's many, many floods ago, though. So I know stuff has moved around down there a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Then all the silt that continually fills up and all that kind of
stuff.
That
would be an interesting find, though, wouldn't it? If it's really there. Well, we're going to have you back tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
We're going to talk about finding a 160-year-old diary of a gentleman, local gentleman, who went out on the 1849 gold rush to California, and he actually struck it rich. And he really had an interesting time going out there and also returning.
Awesome. We've been speaking with Dale Maley. He is an author and historian from the city of Fairbury. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.